Hygge. Healthy and hygge habits during the holiday season. The ultimate guide to Scandinavian ways of living a balanced life, filled with coziness and happiness. Written by Paul Marquez. Chapter 1. What is hygge? Difficult to disclose, and considerably harder to articulate, the Danish word hygge has detonated in prevalence around the globe. It takes a general interpretation of comfort, yet its implication is far beyond that. So what is hygge truly? Read on to discover. What does hygge mean? Hygge is as Danish as æbleskiver, and it goes far in lighting up the Danish soul. Basically, hygge implies making a warm environment and getting a charge out of the beneficial things in existence with great individuals. The warm shine of candlelight is hygge. Cozying up with a friend or family member for a motion picture, that is hygge as well. Also, there's nothing more hygge than lounging around with loved ones, talking about all of the shapes and sizes of things throughout everyday life. Maybe hygge clarifies why the Danes are probably the most joyful individuals on the planet. The roots of Danish hygge. Hygge didn't begin in the Danish language. It is, however, in Old Norwegian, where it implied something as being admirable. It originally showed up in Danish composition around the finish of the 18th century, and the Danes have grasped it from that point onward. One beneficial thing about hygge is that you can apply it in any place, and Danes distribute it liberally to everything ordinary, as you will definitely discover on a visit to Denmark. Step-by-step instructions to hygge in summer. On the possibility that you plan on visiting Denmark during the late spring months, don't be disheartened. Hygge is something that happens throughout the entire year. Picnics in the recreation center, grills with companions, open-air shows, road celebrations and bicycle rides would all be very hygge, particularly when done the Danish way. The high period of hygge. The high period of hygge is Christmas. Danes lead a mainstream way of life, however with regards to strict occasions they haul out all stops. Danish winters are known to be long and dim. Thus the Danes battle the obscurity with their best weapon, hygge, and then a great many candles that go with it. In the event that you have ever been to Tivoli Gardens or strolled the lanes of Copenhagen during the merry season, you should have an idea of what Danes can do with lighting, reflected on wine, known as glug for local people, covers and oversized scarves. And if you haven't, perhaps it's time you attempt to. The most effective method to hygge in a Danish holiday home or holiday house. In case you're truly going to do it like the Danes when you're here, at that point you ought to think about leasing a holiday house. They are basically a Danish fixation. We hygge in our vacation homes. We invest quality energy with family there. It's tied in with commending the basic things throughout everyday life. What's so extraordinary about Danish occasion cabins? Where should we start? Like Danes, occasion cabins in Denmark come in numerous shapes and sizes. From covered bungalows settled in bloomed gardens, to current places of glass in the hills, there are various sorts of holiday homes for various kinds of occasions. Be that as it may, as they're such an indispensable piece of the Danish way of life, whichever type you pick, you can ensure you'll be resting in a straightforward Danish plan, eating Danish nourishment, and ideally, getting a charge out of the space and opportunity to unwind. Where you can lease a holiday home.